cloud. Okay. So, I'm going to read the rules of conduct. We're going to have kind of an open meeting now, though, so I'll have most everyone participating right from the start. The planning committee will discuss each agenda item first, and then Chair will ask the members of the commission are ready to open item for the public, and anyone attending can comment and ask questions at that time. We can skip that part. All comments and questions will be read and considered. I'll start by reading the agenda, and then we'll start going through it. Are there any additions to the agenda? Ethan or Randy, to
Right. Not I.
How about you, Mary?
Yeah, I wanted to just ask to about adding the decision to ask the select board if they would back us on the decision to sorry, I'm blanking out here.
Yeah, we talked about the decision to take action on violations right up to legal action.
Right. And
And we talked about, and I did look that up. We'll discuss it when we discuss it, but we can talk about that later. But we'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll put that under new business, and actually we can do that first. That would be fine. So let me read the agenda. Pretty simple agenda. Here's Andrew. We're just getting going. The new business, we have discussion of future scenarios for Westmore in the next 8 years. This is related to the
Wait.
survey,
Go ahead.
but it's I want to get some idea if our questions are in line with what everybody thinks and just get some different ideas. And then the old business is develop the final form of the town plan survey. I came up with what I consider that draft is what I consider the final form, but I want everybody to approve it. And any additions or improvements are welcome. We'll discuss it. Each item and then see how it comes through. So that's the whole list. Now, Peggy, are you gonna want to say anything about?
Well, I just want to make, tell Ben, I just want to make sure we have, we're incorporating the complete street principles, the largest principles that there's an Act 34 law that says any new construction that we do in new roads have to be multimodal, have to be. We have to take into consideration bikers and walkers, and that's. I was just going to make sure. I wasn't sure. I haven't seen the survey.
Okay.
Oh, you just got a survey of it myself.
Okay. Yeah. Take a look at it. That's mentioned. Actually, okay. We can get started because that'll be part of the discussion for future scenarios. But the way I saw it was, all the surveys have questions about, what's important to you, and it's like protect the water. Protect the land. They all go through that, hazard mitigation, all of these things. And rather than just ask people who wanted to do that, because we're doing all that stuff. I mean, the select board has been great in doing it. And I put down for the people, if you see the survey, I put down the people who are participating in all these things are the select board, planning commission, the Westmore Association, and the Path Forward groups. These are the ones that are. So then what I did is I put it in a series of how do you I have all these things, safe travel for sidewalks, or for making streets safe for walkers and bikers and joggers, whatever. So that's kind of a question of how do you think we're doing? As far as the town plan, I mean, that's already in the town plan, but I think that would maybe even go into bylaws, or we might put some bylaws in there. But that's not town plan. That's actually
The complete streets principles is in
in
no.
the town plan. Oh,
I know
okay.
you have reference to you'd like to see bicycle and pedestrian pathways, or you'd like to make, I forget the wording, but the complete streets principles is a it's a it starts at the federal level and it's something that Vermont took on
Okay.
recently, actually. So maybe more recently than the town plan.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, okay. I the
do you
wording.
have what you don't know what to say, to be honest. I,
Yeah.
no, but have you given it to him? I just thought there wasn't, that was all the session.
Yeah, well, I don't think that has to be in the survey, but it would definitely be something we put in the town plan.
Yes.
I mean, there is not a question, but there's a what how do you
No,
think
yeah.
important it is as far as
Yeah.
safe streets go. But yeah, the survey, I don't know if we get we want to be specific about, because nobody would know what we're talking about, for this street planning. But yeah, but that's something to bring up for the template.
For the kind of van
I
to bring
the
it
NVDA kind of backed out of that
you're
because of
the, helping with town update or
no, with
no
having that meeting when I said, we had planned a like a panel discussion.
that required? I thought it was a requirement.
No, that's for public participation. But the NVDA, when they ran into all that trouble with the road rule and 181, I said, well, wow, let me put this meeting together. And they said, we don't really want to do that at this point. Be too much slack from the public. Like they thought that it would be difficult to have the discussion. And I think maybe it's calmed down enough. Yeah. Maybe it's calmed down enough where we could do it. Yeah. But like I said, I was all for it. We were all planning it. And they kind of, they said, well, we don't think that's a good idea at this time. So I can get in touch with them again and see.
Yeah, still this day. It would be a good way for the community to have input, unless that's what your question is.
Well, that's that we were going to do both.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a great
But
thing.
that I started focusing on the survey after talking to NVDA. And so I said, let's get that done and then we'll see what happens. Yeah. So
Official government meetings are required by law to be open to the public following rules like Vermont. Oh, okay.
yeah, the open meeting
Is
law.
when are there going to be meetings regarding the plan updates? First of all, a lot of them didn't even know the plan was being updated. And when I advised them, they said, well, when are we going to have some meetings about that?
Yeah, who said that?
Let you know.
Who said
Yeah.
that there?
Oh,
People in the community or?
People in the
Yeah.
community, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. They don't know. They don't know.
No.
Right, but they want to, it seems. Somebody
Yeah,
asked me.
well, that's one of our requirements is to
Yeah.
have public input.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm focusing on the survey right now because our panel discussion was kind of squashed. So, so it's
But PTA, AI doesn't know everything. Formal public hearings and a public participation process is strictly required by Vermont law when creating or updating a town plan.
Yeah.
So, NVDA, no?
Well, no, they plan on doing it.
Oh, they do.
Oh yeah. But yeah, when we actually come up with a town plan, each item will be discussed
In a
at
town.
a meeting. Yeah. We're doing this to get ready for it. Well, that's one of the things that I have a question in here too, in the new survey that I have found difficult is here it is. After I have, here's all the things that town's doing, and how do you think good, excellent good needs improvement, poor, unaware, no opinion. But people come up and say, I didn't hear about that. And so I'm always wondering, well, what did they, I mean, we've had 10 meetings on town plan update here. So, and I've had two or three discussions with the select board town plan. It's been on the agenda. We did a lot of it last year. And
But that's the community part by last one here. What?
no, those weren't. Those aren't community ones.
No, we're done. This
We're
is
going to deal with it. Can I,
what's
okay, the
that? The
survey.
survey. Yeah.
I was trying to get you a copy right here. That's
Yeah.
what I'm working on. I can't seem
But
to count the right pages.
one of the things, like I didn't say this on this question, but it says communications and engagement. That's how would you prefer to receive updates on town projects and committee initiative? And it's town website, town annual report, email newsletter, listserv.
Okay, so this
I might change that, but
doesn't have
information flyers at the town clerk's office and the post office, local newspaper announcements, attending public board meetings. And I didn't say it, but I would rather say we can't send everybody a letter anytime we do it. You know, I mean, they say, oh, I didn't hear about that. Would you look in the newspaper? Did you go to a meeting? Did you ask? Did you go to the website? You know, it's like, how much you can't send, like, I can't send a postcard every time we're going to have a meeting.
Hey Bob, can I make a comment?
Yes.
I think one thing that is really incumbent upon us, obviously, is to, post notice of the fact that we are embarking on this update process and to post it in as many places as possible. And I know that seems like obvious, but it just seems like, we have so many different ways to post. Just maybe we can get a tab or a subpage from our planning and zoning page that's just specific to the town plan update. But just thinking about linking to other social media, the Westmore Association, obviously, the Westmore Commons, as many places as we can, help to promote the fact that this is going on. I was also thinking, and I was just looking at the draft survey that you put out there. And we don't list what the purpose of the survey is, which I think is really, really important, is to describe what this survey is intended to do and why it's important for people to
Well,
do it.
that on the new one, I think you have the new one. It's 2026 Westmore Town Survey is the title. The town of Westmore is working, and then under it is the town of Westmore is working on the update of our new town plan. And the Planning Commission is asking the community input to help guide the process. The town plan helps shape local decisions about things like housing, infrastructure, flood resilience, natural resource conservation, and community priorities over the next several years. With your input will help identify what people value most about Westmore and what may need attention moving forward. We've created a short community survey, about 8 to 10 minutes, and we'd love to hear from residents, workers, business owners, and anyone connected to Westmore, and then survey
Yeah.
the results. But I mean, that's, I think that's the purpose, isn't
I didn't see that in the updated version that you sent out.
it? Okay. Well, you sent me though the hardware. Thank you very much. You sent me the hardware survey, and I unshamefully plagiarized that particular section
No
from
good.
them. So it was pretty good.
Yeah, so they did a good job.
I changed a lot, but I didn't change it much. I changed, like, they had municipal plan, and I put town plan, stuff like that. I
And
took.
in just saying that in the version you sent out, it didn't have that information
Okay.
that you just
Yeah.
described.
Yeah. But that was what I considered to be the purpose. That's how it start. That's how this survey starts.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty well taken here. And yeah, every survey that I looked at had some input. So that one was very helpful. Yeah. So yeah, going back to the agenda. You got a few people here. I mean, what do you folks see Westmore looking like in 8 years? Giving world situations or whatever. I mean, I find it incredibly unpredictable. What's going to happen in the next 3 years. So, I mean, that's.
Well, I'm going to be able to bike down the road and not get hit by a car.
It's
Or take a walk, huh? Take a
like a
walk.
war. Yeah.
I do see that. That's my vision.
Well, that's a good vision, and I saw where Jan Woolard, was when she first had the baby, and she's trying to walk or push a baby carriage along the side of the road, and of course it's a wreck, so it's hard not to go out on the road. So, anybody have any other things? I think that Westmore is going to be the same town in 8 years as it is now, or.
I have my hand raised. I don't know if I have anything to be told.
Oh, hi, Donna. Yeah, go
Yeah.
ahead.
I have concerns about what we're going to be in 5 years or 10 years, because we're residential agricultural, and we're not protecting ourselves from commercial development. And the way things are written now, both the town plan and the ordinance, it's only as strong as what you're going to enforce and determine. As we know, we're having problems with
It's hard to hear you, Donna. You're breaking up a little bit.
All right. We're having
There, that's
problems.
better. Yeah.
Okay, we're having problems now, and I just unfortunately see them getting worse. Like the North Beach, we can't use it on weekends. And the traffic down there is unbelievable. I've only owned up here 12 years, and I can only imagine what people that have been here longer than I. We're footing the bills for things, and we're letting people come in, and we're hosting people for free at our cost, okay? Then we have people that I'm a residential agricultural zone, and I have a business one block. I have a business one block away that does it affect me residentially, and that's growing. You have another Act 250 application just submitted. I don't know how the Planning Zoning Board is going to better address proper commercial development of this, and that I think needs to be addressed with this town plan. And the other thing that I see is NBDA did not stand behind us. They helped write your plan. We approved it last time. It was a good plan, but somehow it didn't protect us from a tower or from any similar company like that. And in Supreme Court, what did the judges ask? Where's the town? Where's the town? If they have a good town plan and they have things, then how come they're not here? That question was asked, and it was the interveners that brought it there. So we need to avoid a future similar problem down the road. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, all right. There's questions in the survey about that. That's what we want to know, how do you want to
I have something to say.
who's
Mary.
that? Mary,
Mary.
yes.
I would like to say, seeing that we're being reappraised in 2030, I
Yeah.
think we'll see lot of homestead residents m moving out, and I think we'll see a lot more short-term rental properties to support the payment of taxes, because they're going to go up. They're going to go up a lot. And Donna, just a side note, we are zoned as residential. We do not have zoning. We do not have, a residential or agriculture zones per se. We are totally residential.
So a big farm is just considered a big residential property.
It's considered a farm if its income is if it's more than 50% of its income is derived from farming. It's considered a farm, but it's assessed at residential as a residential property.
I guess where I'm coming from is when people have been landing for in use, it's agricultural or forest or wetlands. That's how depends how much taxes are taken off or adjusted according to how it's labeled.
I'm
So,
really sorry, I'm having a hard time
yeah,
hearing.
Donna, you're not coming in clear at all, so.
All right. It's just you're saying our town is not zoned agricultural. We have a fair amount of income use, which is now called something else. That is labeled agricultural. You're saying in the town it's still zoned residential.
All the town is, we don't have zones. We don't have a commercial zone and we don't have a agriculture zone and we don't, our total town has one zone. It's all residential.
And then the bylaws.
The bylaws have conditional use
Right.
where people can have businesses and we have they have to meet certain criteria. That's the way we do businesses.
Controls it.
And the state takes care of the farms, and when they're labeled farms, through current use.
That's what I was just saying. That does affect our tax base. Either way, the problem I see that I'm already experiencing here, and it's getting bigger, becoming the event capital of Vermont. All right. And I know, Bob, at one meeting recently, you said, oh, well, there's nothing wrong, but we shouldn't have to always be so quiet at that. I know a fair number of people that say, but I moved here, so I could, so I enjoy the quiet.
Really, I can't hear you, Donna. I'm so
Yeah, Donna,
sorry.
you're not coming in very well at all.
All right. Don't know why. Don't know
No,
what I can do about it. But
everybody else is okay. Okay,
reboot,
well, I want to get
reboot,
out. I
Donna,
want
reboot.
Yeah, we're gonna start talking about the survey questions in general or individually now. So let's
Hey,
move on to the next one.
Randy. Hey, Randy. I had a response to your question. This is Tim Hayes.
Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah, he just
So
showed up.
I'm hoping in 8 or 10 years, by in 8 or 10 years, the Canadians will come back, because although the North Beach is really crowded on weekends, I'm sure the South Beach is too. I think the businesses in this region are really getting crushed by the fact that Canadians are not coming here.
The short-term rentals are really hurting, Tim, just to let you know.
What's that?
The short-term rentals are really hurting right now. They're really way down. They're starting
Right.
to come back slowly right now, but that's a not, I don't think that has anything to do with the town plan. That has to do with, the politics of the country.
Well, of course, of course. I mean that, but still, that's what I'm saying. And hopefully, in 8 or 10 years, they'll be back, because I think we really miss them. I think every sector of our economy is really, really getting crushed with them not here. So that's number one. Number two, I'm hoping that in 8 or 10 years that the water quality of Lake Willoughby can improve, because we got issues, folks. And I'm hoping that we can figure it out how to, really improve the quality of this lake. I've been here 20 years. I've seen a precipitous drop in water quality almost every year that I've been here. And it's really frustrating to see. It's not just the geese. Not just the geese.
Fireworks, they help. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all contributes, right? And then I would just say, lastly, I'm going to kind of echo what Donna said, which is we have got to figure out in this town how we're going to address commercial enterprises and basically residential areas. We are just made aware of the fact that we've got two wedding barns in this lake right now. We're about ready to have a third. And we've got to get ready for this type of thing, because we can't stop it.
Well, we're asking these type of questions on the survey, so we're hoping we can answer them, and it will be by majority.
Right.
So, depends what the rest of the people want. So that's, and then again, it's like that won't
He's just voicing his
that,
opinion,
yeah,
which
everybody's
you asked, so you don't
right.
need to say it's on a
Yeah, and
survey. You
then
don't need that.
we'll have to make a decision on, rationality and public opinion. So, yeah. All
Yeah,
right. So let's.
I'm hoping we can set up some kind of a commercial zone in this town somewhere. I don't know where it would be, but if we had, a specific area in town where commercial enterprises made sense, I'm not saying that the lake store would have to move or Willowvale or whatever, but I'm just saying that going forward, it'd be really good to have a place for that way we can manage it better.
Well, that's what the whole village center thing and mapping is about,
Right.
but it's hard to make sense of that in Westmore.
I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand this is not St. Johnsbury. I get it.
Right.
Hey, can I make
We're basically we got a road coming in, road going out, and steep hills on both sides, and all the businesses on the roads coming in and going out. So
Right.
how do you add to that? Do we do clustered housing, and where do we get the land, and how do they build on a hill? And I mean, there's problems, but the
Hey, Chris.
intention of the NVDA and the state is to have clustered housing with a center that all commercial takes place. So, we'll see what happens, but yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you're monitoring Bob, but I had a quick comment. This is Ethan, and then
Oh,
I see Randy, and I see Randy has his hand up also. But I just wanted to chime in briefly and
yeah, go
say
ahead.
to Tim's point, do we have a place on the survey to talk about whether or not our residents are supportive of having different zoning districts? We've talked about like the point of having a lakeshore district, but is that something I think that might be something to also bring up
No,
in
there
the
aren't any
survey.
questions about districting. I mean, the only
Right.
one
And
that we
but
ever made sense of was to have lakefront one district, everything else another district.
well, to Tim and to Donna's point, both, like, does it make sense to, try to have, different requirements that both promote economic development, and try to show where we may need, additional services or capacity to support that, or have like, more scrutiny over, lakeshore zoning, for instance. Just a thought. I just thought that might be a good addition to the agenda. And I see Randy has his hand up also.
Yeah, go ahead, Randy. Oh, you're muted. I'm gonna try to unmute you. I mean, yeah. I can't hear
I think we heard you a minute ago or
Yeah, we
two,
do hear
Randy.
you.
Not yet.
No, nothing. Huh. Oh, I got you there.
Muted
There you
son. There
go.
we go.
Okay. Yeah. You got it. Go ahead.
I'm supportive of most of the questions. I think it's a good spread. But thinking of here being here in 8 years, I'm concerned whether or not I'll be here. The taxes are onerous, and we're supporting a lot of things that aren't accounted for. The 300-year rounders versus everything else. I don't know that that's the role of the survey, but I think it's a key part, the economics behind what we're trying to do. And it's
Yeah.
been very disarming seeing the governor's office, really not be supportive when it comes to the cell towers and the wake boats, water quality, and so on. I'll stand down.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what we have in the survey that's got to do with that. Yeah, let's go through the survey and we'll see what we can do. Okay, does everybody have a copy of the survey?
We
Yeah.
have here, and
Yeah.
that's all I could do.
Okay. Yeah.
How is this going to go out to people? How do you?
There's, well, that,
We don't know that yet. Oh.
no, I do know that. I have a plan. I mean, it's
Yeah.
gonna,
Is.
well, it's, it will be sent to, at least a card will be sent to all full-time residents. And well, email is going to be another thing. I mean, a physical card would be sent to a full-time resident. And then there's going to be newspaper. We're going to have copies here. You can pick up a copy here, make it out in the town office. That will be promoted as much as we can. I have a whole list of things to do, but I'm going to leave it up to Pam because she's really good at that stuff. So okay. She will get it announced, and that they have all that type of thing. We're going to use every method we can possibly do. We can't send them to each property owner. It's just not realistic to try.
Could handle this pretty easily. You wouldn't have to use.
Well, that's it. We're going to have it online. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be online to answer. Plus, you can do it, live.
And Bob, by full-time residents, you don't mean Year-round residents, you mean every property owner in the
No,
town?
full time. That I would say, people who don't live aren't, voters here will be part-time residents. Yeah.
But
Seasonal residents.
don't
Yeah.
we want to? So we. Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Did you
Thank
said
you.
full-time residents? That we'd only send out a card to full-time residents?
Well, maybe seasonal residents too. People, property owners,
I
we could do
would
that.
say
Yeah.
every single property owner in town
Yeah.
should
Yeah.
be able
We'll do
to
that.
re-in.
We can do that with a tax list. Yeah.
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 So are you going to do a mass mailing then, Bob, or no?
We're not going to mail the forms. I don't think we will. But we'll mail,
And notice.
we'll mail the link to the website where they can fill out the form. In a postcard type of thing. And then one of the things I saw, a couple of towns, I mean, they went totally professional and they had these brochures and they did all this stuff that Craftsbury was a good example. And they spent a ton of money promoting it and everything. And they're what, about 1,500 people or more than that, maybe. And they were very proud. They had a good turnout. They had 132 people answer. I'm thinking,
10%.
yeah. I said that's I didn't consider that real good. I think we can do better than that. So and if we did 132 people, it would be 40%. So yeah, so we're gonna do everything we can to get it in everybody's hands, everybody in the town to fill this report out. So
And then it's going to be collected.
well, online it's doesn't.
Right.
You'll be dropping off here would
Okay.
be the best way to collect it,
Right.
the
Drop
town
it
hall.
off. Out
Put it
of
in the mail, is another way you can mail it to the town hall. And yeah, so we'll collect it. It's only gonna be like a 3 week period. We're gonna send it out and wanna have results in 3 weeks. So
okay, this is Carol. To start at the top with the explanation, I think you need to say, so because no one understands or know or really knows except through hearsay, that we have a deadline. I think you need to state in the very beginning of this that this town plan needs to be finished being written by. It was, well, supposed to be this year, and you're trying to do it by the end of this year, right?
December 31st.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think you need to say that. And you also need to say then when these forms need to be completed and will be
Well,
finalized.
that will be
I think you need to
on.
say that stuff on the form because people might not read that anywhere else. They'll go to this form and they'll, and I think right in the very beginning, you have a place to say this kind of stuff. I think that's important because they might look it up, after the date and then be not happy with it,
Yeah, that's a good idea. We could put something in there.
Well, it's just you should consider it, I think.
Yeah, a little urgency is not a bad idea.
Expiration date.
Expiration date. Yeah.
But also
Best
the
used before.
expiration of our town plan. It needs to be stated. This town plan has to be rewritten by such and such a time.
Yeah.
This survey needs to be completed in advance of that because the plan has to be rewritten and we're looking for
Well, there will
input.
be a deadline for submitting
I
the
understand,
survey.
right?
Yeah.
And
So
presumably, we'll have an electronic version that everyone will be able to have access to and make that process more efficient.
well, that's I think we'll get more response from the electronic version than but the other thing is people pick it up in the town hall and they can sit down and fill it out here and hand it back in too. That's not a bad way to do it.
Hey, Bob, could we do an insert like in the Barton Chronicle or something?
We're going to do that. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
It'll be advertised in the paper. Yeah.
that'd be really good.
Yeah. We might do even the Newport paper too.
So
Excellent. Great.
question of what is your association with Westmore? It seems like you're leaving out, visitor, vacationer. You've got the word other, but I think you should specify. If
Well,
it's
that's too many answers.
this
This
what
is,
other would there be?
well,
This
there
is
could be
other. If you're a
worker.
vacationer, you're a
Okay.
vacationer. There's,
Yeah,
I mean,
they
this
can
is
put something down.
Mary.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, but
No, that's okay, because I
so
can't
when
look at the hands going.
we do have a information sheet that we send out with the tax bill that
Right.
it could be
Yeah.
added to that.
Is that too late though, Bob?
I don't know. Is that too late, Mary?
It's going out in 3 weeks.
No, okay, we can do that. Yep.
So
Which is a good idea.
you
just let
suggest
me know. I'm the one that creates that letter and with it, and then of course everybody in the town office involved edits it, but I'm the one that creates that. So just let me know what you want, and I
Yeah,
can
yeah.
add that in.
Okay, that would be great. That gives us a deadline too, so a little urgency there.
Really, you know,
Yeah, so no, I don't think adding more, you can't have a whole page of possibilities. So if somebody has another reason, they'll have to put that down. Okay, now the next section is I mean, we did so much in the last 2 years as far as Merck grant and everything else, and all the stuff we've done for upgrading roads and bridges and culverts. I think the town's doing a great job with that stuff. So I didn't say, what do you think we should do it or not? We're doing it. So I thought it would be better to just get their opinion of what the public knows about that. Do they know we're doing a good job?
Hey, Bob,
Yes.
question about that. So if we're going to go into each area of focus in the survey, one thing that occurs to me is that under number two, flood resilience, you do give examples of like what the town, is or could be doing to address these different issues.
Right.
Under number one, we don't give any examples. So I just wonder, how deep in the weeds you want to get on that. And then
Well,
also how much feedback we're trying to get on specific, like for instance, upgrading roads. That might be a different, topic for residents to be able to opine on specifically. And I think, I'm just saying our road crew does an amazing job. I'm just saying that there may be areas of feedback that we're looking for more specificity from the respondents. And
yeah,
water.
that's I think that's difficult to do. It's, you want something they can fill out fast and they can
Right.
hand in and get it done, so
Right.
general
So
I think general cat well, this all, none of these ideas are 100% mine. I stole them from other people, but
but for water protection, we don't give any examples of what the town actually, can do to help support and promote water quality protection. Under flood resilience number two, we do. So I think that's
yeah.
just a point that maybe we need to, this is an area of focus that the town can, do more to support, or if there's certain actions that, we want to try to make sure people know that we have control over or we don't. I'm not saying we need to get into that level of specificity, but I think just having like a little more information as they relate to the different areas of focus might be helpful.
Okay. Well, I don't want to add a lot of words. That's the thing.
Peggy Zimmer,
Yes.
when you get your answers, and suppose 80% of the people that have no opinion are unaware of what's going on, what do you do with that? How is
Well, see,
the
that's
team?
the, well, what we do with that is say, how do we get information to these people about what we're doing? I mean, it's
The point was to write the plan. I thought the
right.
point was to take and rewrite the
Well,
plan.
and that, but
How does
that's
this relate?
that, yeah, but see that, like, when you're talking like water protection, we do that. And it's like, and like Ethan's saying, we do it in a lot of different ways. Do people even know we're doing that? And so if they don't, then in the town plan, we should have a way of emphasizing that, what the town does, and how we are doing it. Yes, go ahead, Peggy.
Does NVDA have any input on this? Do they have
Yeah, they
suggested
do.
questions that they
Yeah.
could be
Well,
asking?
these are all their questions. Yeah. They're involved in that.
Oops.
Yeah.
questions that he got from other towns. And then he also got some input from NVDA, but NVDA is not helping us. Okay, so
I
we
thought they
can't
were
keep.
going to.
They
It was
were,
like a
but they're
plan.
not.
They've been very
Unfortunately.
unhelpful, as a matter of fact. But
Oh, where's since the beginning, they were gonna do the whole thing.
they were going to do the whole thing, and
Maybe
they did not do
they
the whole thing.
want to.
Their plan has run into so much trouble, and they had so much trouble writing it. Now the 181 problems, they have to rewrite their whole plan. So
So let's say
they're
no.
missed.
Your plan then would have wording that says, we're doing this with water protection, we're doing this with just to promote what's going on. That's what that the wording would be
But the town plan doesn't do that though.
Well,
That's
it
the
can,
problem.
though. As far as water protection, we have things that say, like, the town will continue to run the milfoil program
Okay, yeah.
and things like that. And
Okay.
at the end of the town plan, there's an action page of what the problem is and what we're doing. So the town plan will reflect all of this. And then what we're doing is just getting to people even know what's going on. And if the everybody, it's a negative thing, like everybody said, needs a improvement or poor, then we want to look into why do they think that, But you can't do that in a survey. I mean, people aren't going to write essays to tell us. They're just going to answer these questions as fast as they can and get it done. So, and it's like it gives us an insight of what the people want, but we can't go into detail with it. It would be beyond that. And if you make it too complicated, we'll get less than 132 people responding. So, that's we gotta make it quick. And, part of it is just so we can say that we did as much public participation as possible. We want to do as much as we can, but
Yeah.
you're not going to get what you want out of it as far as are people going to start to act because what your survey, So yeah, it's yeah. So
You,
anyway.
hey Bob, this is Tim. You could ask people sort of the way Randy started the meeting today, which is, what does this town look like in 8 or 10 years? You could ask people, what are your top three concerns or top three interests or something like that.
Well,
So that's
that's kind of taken care of in the survey.
okay.
Yeah, and but on not on an
Not
essay
that
type
bit.
of thing,
Not
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to sit down and write something. What do you what's your opinion? And then, who's going to read a 3-page report on it or something? It's that won't happen. So, yeah, and then the roadway safety. I mean, that's all we have here is ensuring roads are safe and accessible for all users, including pedestrians, runners, and cyclists.
Wonderful.
But yeah, I know, and that. But do people think we're doing a lousy job? Which probably is a good answer. So, but we want to know, do people think, oh no, they're safe and they're fine?
Yeah.
Then you won't get the backing that you want because they don't realize how bad the roads are. So maybe you want to do an awareness thing. I mean, that's the type of thing a survey can do for you. So everybody says roadway safety, they say it's great. And you say, you know it isn't.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with public opinion? How do we fix that? And that's what all these questions are basically about, what's wrong with public opinion and how do we fix it? I mean, some of them are.
We get extensive questions like that extensively from the NVD VCRD visit and in that booklet.
Yeah, didn't Jen Willard send out a
Oh,
survey too?
she.
Yeah.
Over there. Is there one here? I think over there. In this, no. Oh, yes. Lists. The last few pages of this, just lists, like
There's a
issue
lot of
after
things.
issue after issue after issue. A
Right.
lot of them are safety on the road.
Yeah,
This
yeah.
is a people really had a lot
There's
to
no town
say.
survey that doesn't take that into consideration.
Oh.
It's a big issue in all towns, you know.
No, this is the CRD okay. Code. Yeah. But these are the issues that I should come
Yeah. Okay, let's move on beyond the next one, the communication and engagement. And then this is the question that we went over earlier. It's like, how do we get information to people? So let's see what people are using now to get it, and then we can work with that or use the, the reports. Like, to, if we get half the people using the town website, then that's a great spot to announce this, you know. If it's the town annual report, that means they only check once a year. So, and then email, newsletter. How do we get, like Elaine has her own email list that she sends out and gets information to a lot of people. And can we expand on that, you know, and solicit people to get that more? A lot of people read the local newspaper. They, you know, they get the Chronicle. They have it delivered to the house in Texas and they read it. So that's a common thing too. And that's why we're local newspaper, that's we will definitely announce the survey in the local newspapers. Now, you know, a lot of this is reflecting, this will answer some questions. A lot of this is reflecting Act 181. And what Act 181 is, they're putting, like, you know, nobody wants any new stuff coming into town. But 181, we have a housing target. We have to increase our target, our housing in Westmore. I mean, they say, you know, here's how many houses you have to add. Now you can.
Anyone, you know, I was
It,
actually
no, there's
they
like
we
Act 325 now is modifying 181. They're going to work around it. I don't know. I haven't looked recently in the legislation that's gone through, but, what they're doing is the road rule, the one about long roads through forest areas, is being modified a lot because that was the one that really got a lot of flack. I don't know what they're going to do with that, you know, particularly, but
Hey Bob,
yes.
I didn't see in Act 181 that we have a specific housing target for that's broken down by town.
I'm not, there is one around. I've seen it and I can find it real easy again. And they had a chart and it had, have you seen that, Andrew?
No.
They had a chart and it had Westmore there on how many houses we were supposed to have in the future. I don't think it's legally binding, but you know, it's their plan.
Okay.
But what I was getting to is that our plan is supposed to reflect the regional plan and the state plan. Now, the regional plan has housing targets. And it says, like, this is a good question. It's a lot of the towns have this. How important is for Westmore to actively take steps to attract and retain younger families and working age residents over the next 8 years? Now, that to me is a very important question because the Willow Vale doesn't reopen because they can't find any help. They can't get anybody to work there. So they can't have a restaurant. They can't get a cook. They can't get, wait, I go to breakfast with a bunch of guys on Friday mornings and they had to close for dinner because they can't find a cook and they don't have any wait staff. You know, I want a plumber. Good luck. So, you know, do we need housing for young people? It's like, yeah, this if this is a retirement community, it's going to be dead in 20 years, you know.
You need housing for young people, but from what I've seen, it's not a matter of there's not enough people out there at work. It's the social system
Yeah.
that we have in the state that is driving people to not have to work.
Well, I don't
Right.
know. That's probably true to a point too, but I mean my daughter is a teacher and she's been teaching in this area for 12 years now. And they get teachers who get a job here and they come here and they can't find a house, they turn the job down. They have nowhere to rent. They have nothing. So yeah, I mean it's a factor too. Yeah.
If we got rid of the subsidy housing for people who aren't working, that would open it up.
Yeah.
People who are coming here to work would be able to find housing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I just wanted to chime in too and say, I think it's a little speculative. I mean, yeah, I don't want us to continue to like refer to our community as a retirement community, because there are families that are moving into this area,
There are.
and
We are getting.
the more that broadband supports that, the more that we need to promote that. So I hope that we don't continue to just, refer to us as retirement community, because that doesn't do well to promote the need for more housing in the town, and certainly the need for more services. So just want to make sure we remove our own bias opinion on.
Yeah. Well, I didn't put any of that in the survey at all. I mean, that's a personal opinion, but it's I think it's a factor. But the thing is we need more young people, and we have attracted young people. I think there's more kids in the town now than there were 10 years ago. I mean, they had, I mean, the swimming lessons down at the beach, they look pretty good. Bunch of kids there.
Yeah, and we got kids from surrounding communities as well. So, I mean, that shouldn't be a barometer for how many young people we have now compared to 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
So we need to look at the demographic information.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Looking ahead over the next 8 years, what type of housing availability do you think Westmore needs most? And that's more year-round single-family homes, affordable housing for single parents, couples, aging adults, rental housing for local workers, family, seasonal vacation homes. And then the other one is, we currently have enough housing and do not need growth in this area, and unsure and no opinion. So again, what do people think? That's what we want to see. And again, if you've been to Burlington, and you see the amount of housing they're building right now, has anybody been there? See, well, South Burlington mostly. Unbelievable. I mean, thousands of units of housing going up. All still got, they don't have siding on them yet. But they're four-story buildings, block after block, with retail on the bottom floor and residential for the top three floors. It looks like New York City. Unbelievable. So that's what the state's doing. And that's what their plan is. And that's what the regional plan is. So we reflect those plans. So, that's a big factor. And then, yeah, this is a
Hey Bob, it's
please.
also the rewrite of Act 250 as well, right?
It's what?
It's the rewrite of Act 250 as well. That's a big change.
Well, that's the 181. Yeah, the
Yeah.
181 is modifying Act 250.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, and then it's going from clustered housing, from single family homes to clustered housing, and preserving as much land as possible. That's what that whole act's about. So that's how they want to do it. So the next one is, please rate the level of agreement with the following statement. Future town development must be balanced with strict protections for Westmore's natural resources, water quality, including Willoughby Lake, in open spaces. So that again, a reflection of what the regional plan wants to be. And do the citizens of Westmore agree with that?
So no mention of road safety.
No.
Regional lines.
Yeah, natural resources. Well, and Westmore is view sheds too. Yeah. Again, simple question. And then the next one, 181 Gold's forest blocks, working lands, wildlife corridors. Now, this is the one that ran into all the trouble. So, again, what do the people in Westmore think? Preserving active agricultural land and working farms. I think I talked to not Joanne Lidbeck, is it? Is it Joanne Lidbeck?
Yes.
Yeah. I talked to her the other day and could just about, what she thinks about more farmers, because she's about the only farm left. More farmers moving in. And she likes the idea, but it's like it comes down to how do you make a living on a farm? It's very hard. And do people think that protecting large contiguous forest tracts, forest blocks, are a priority? Maintaining connected land corridors for wildlife movement was a priority for people of Westmore. Preventing large-scale suburban-style residential subdivisions, what is that as far as priorities go? Because those things are what 181 is there to protect. So do the citizens of Westmore agree with that or not? That's why we have that question in there. And here's another one, growth and development management approach to development. What scale of commercial development should the town encourage, if any? And that's, Don and Tim, talking about that. What scale of commercial development should the town encourage, if any? Home-based businesses and cottage industries only, small scale local retail and services, small general store, local artisan shops, et cetera. Light industrial, commercial in designated areas, no new commercial development. You have a general idea what people want for the future or that. I did an AI thing. I said, we're a rural community and it was agricultural. We still have a lot of free land. It's, a natural national landmark, beautiful place. What are the chances of a company coming in and putting up suburban sprawl? They said, excellent. They do it all the time. They said, it doesn't have to be near a big city. It doesn't have to be a suburb of anyone. If it's a beautiful place, people get a second home there. They run the business partially out of there. They sell tracts of homes. People come where they can work remotely. And they can even put a strip mall down the street from them. Happens. It's scary.
The other issue too is this solar fields, which when the electricity is generated, it's not even used by Vermonters, which has happened in some local communities. We should be thinking about that too, because it seems to be a trend.
Yeah. Well, the renewable energy thing in the Northeast Kingdom is really kind of jaded because there's the was it Highland something exit cable? When we generate more energy than we can use, we can send it. The grid is there's a section here, like Vermont's a section of the grid, and it develops as much energy and it uses it. When it needs it, it imports more energy from somewhere else. And when we have too much, we export it out. But there's a connection. We're pretty well wired. But when we go to ship it to somebody else, the wire is not that big. So they have, when we're making too much, they have to shut windmills down. Even though Canada may need the electricity then, we can't export it. It's too much. We can only send them a certain amount.
I just think we should be thoughtful about if the idea is proposed, what Westmore is going to do, how we're going to handle it, because there are situations where it doesn't benefit the town at all, and only
Well, the windmills don't benefit all. Most of that's
then we
exported.
should just have an idea of how we're going to
Yeah.
speak to it if it's presented
And what's the
anonymously.
difference of putting up a big development or covering a field with solar panels? I mean,
Yeah.
as far as destruction to the environment,
Right.
I almost think that's worse.
It
Well,
yes.
it's not worse.
Solar.
They don't ex they don't have excrement.
I mean the life of them, the chemicals in it and all that in the end.
Well, actually, that's
Yeah.
I've seen solar. They do them in they love them out west because they can still range their cattle out there and underneath.
We gotta, or if the idea is presented to us, we gotta have the community ought to understand the implications and be able to handle it. That's all I'm saying. Over the next 8 years.
I mean. A couple of communities in Vermont, mid Vermont, actually got a mini grid themselves. They set up solar panels and they basically can go off grid. The town can go off grid for large portions of the day.
So that's organized by the town, not by some business group.
District or
Right.
yeah, actually the couple of them were by retired businessmen,
So
but they weren't running. Actually, they didn't make money off it too.
yeah, where do you put them where your neighbors aren't going to be getting a glare from them in the bowl, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
That if it.
well, yeah, Westmore, we're dealing with different stuff because of the view sheds. I mean, but as soon as you get outside of town, and then that's where. We're vulnerable to development because it's not in the view shed, and they can do it. And the view shed is what will attract it. That's one thing they said. A couple articles I read was like, these people move to these places and they end up destroying what reason they
They
move
move,
there. I mean, it can be destructive. So that's something we have to be afraid of. Yeah, because when yeah, then the last question, and it's this is a good one because it's which of the following statements best aligns with your view of future residential or commercial development in Westmore and its guided growth? The town should use local zoning and land use regulations, working with the state and regional plans to direct where and how growth grows occurs. Minimum growth. The town should limit the new development as much as legally possible to preserve current conditions. And the last one is unrestricted growth. Market forces should determine development without additional town level regulations. I'm not sure. And yeah, we'll see what people think of
That's
that too. I mean, the plan of the survey is just to get some idea of what the alignment of the consensus of citizens of Westmore, how much it aligns with the regional state plans, that's one thing. And that'll determine what, how we handle the town plan in the future. Anybody have any? Yes.
the results of the survey that should be useful, not the agenda setting for town public meeting wide open about updating our plan.
Yeah.
The survey here provide a basis for discussion.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about it. From what you said in the beginning, maybe we're not considering having public meetings or open meetings. But as I said, people have inquired directly, what's going on with the town plan? Who's doing it? When are we going to know? When are we going to have a meeting?
Yeah, well, those meetings, I mean, we have to. I forget what the NVDA has, but they have two or three public meetings about the town plan update.
They have it or two. Are they
Well,
required?
with us, yeah. We wanted to have the panel discussion before, but like I said, they kind of squashed that. I can check with them again because that was like 2 or 3 months ago. So things have calmed down quite a bit. So maybe they'd be willing to do that again.
Do you see this survey being useful?
Getting the grant. We need a grant to get
Write them.
this to write the plan.
Because we have to.
And NVDA issues the grant, right?
No,
No?
no,
Oh, is that
no.
what?
It's become much more complicated than that. We go through the Department of the Agency of Transportation to get the grant. Yeah. Well, no, the Agency of Transportation.
Hey, I think
B-Transit.
Bob, it's the Agency of Commerce and Community Development.
I think that's the big, yeah, I think
It's
that's the big one. Yeah.
a municipal planning grant.
Right. That's exactly what it is. Municipal planning grant. Yeah.
So is it suggested that the top prepare and distribute a survey?
They want proof of public
Oh,
opinion.
that's right, as you said. Thank you. Right. This is it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, too now.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I wrote the grant the first time, it said, you know, I referred to our, you know, our
So you
path
wrote
forward.
AOT the first time, or was
Yeah.
it to NVDA?
Yeah. Well, we got turned down.
By
So we got,
AOT?
yes. Yeah. And
All right.
it was a disaster. It was awful. Because I worked on it for 3 months. And it took a lot of time. And then I kept trying to get the NVDA because I couldn't submit it without I had to give them a detailed bill of what they were doing and of what we were being charged by our agent. And NVDA is the agent. Yeah. And they got me that on a Friday, and it was due Monday night. When I put it in, I submitted it, and I said, you know, what happens? And then the woman at the Agency of Transportation said, no, it's no problem, we'll get it through. And she got through, and then she said, oh, there are two select board members have to fill out this form to do it. And this is Monday, like 11 o'clock in the morning. So I got actually, yeah, I got Peter and Isaiah. Rushed me the stuff. I got it in, and then everything turned out to be too late. So it was too late. And the whole 3 months, or went from September 1st till October, I kept saying, I don't want to wait till the last minute. Give me the information. And they didn't get back to me. Because what they do is they batch them. They want everybody to turn at the same time and do it all at once so they're not working on it all the time. So it was very upset. But they also said, no, you can do it next year.
Oh, what does
So,
that mean to be a year without a plan?
no, they can extend the plan. That's it's is there's no problem. I said, but one of the things we have to do is things like the survey and stuff. So, yeah. So that was my answer to Miriam. What's another reason you're doing this? To get the grant. Yeah, it's a necessary step.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to get in touch with Jen Woolard because she put a pretty fancy form out there. So I want to see if we can do this, or this is easy to do and people can do it fast. So I might just send this out. I'll have single pages. I won't do the double pages. So that was just a safe page.
It's pretty easy to put it on Google Form. It's just single
Yeah.
font.
Yeah.
Put a type.
Well, that's for the online form,
Yeah.
which I hope everybody fills out.
Yeah.
But a
Yeah.
lot of people aren't savvy enough of computer stuff to do that, so we don't know.
Because that would tally your results too.
Right. Well, I'm starting to use AI more and more, so they tally reports pretty easily. I'm recording this on a AI recorder, actually. And then it'll go on the app and it'll just summarize it for me. Then Greg won't have to write up everything.
Good.
I've never used it at a meeting before, though, so we'll have to see how it works. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna go forward with this. I hate to change things now because it says I might put something that put a little urgency in the beginning to see people, there is a time limit on this. And we have to get the town plan in and we need the results of this in 3 weeks. So yeah.
It is good to be getting to do it now to get the summer people.
That's why I want to get it
Yeah.
before I figured get it done before mid.
And maybe if you have a whole another year, you can do your town meeting next summer.
No, we don't have another year.
No, it has to
No.
be done by
The
the
December 31st is our deadline.
end. No, it is extended because it ended July.
Yeah.
Well,
It
can we
got
extend it a whole
no,
year?
no, we don't extend. It's overdue right now.
Oh,
We're overdue.
so
Yeah.
it's a deadline. Well,
Deadline,
we
yeah,
extend.
that's as far as we can extend it over the first
Yeah.
year. Yeah, no, and I think one of the problems people don't think anything's happened is because last year before this, like instead of August, September, we had a lot of meetings about the town plan, but that was a year ago, so. And we had meeting, I had public meetings, and I had presented it to the we went over the whole thing at a special meeting. We went over the whole thing. The ending is what? Because it had in the end of the town plan, there's all these things that the town should do, and then who's responsible for the doing? It was like 30 items, 32 items or something.
Yeah.
And with the select board, I wanted to be in, I met with them. I went everyone that said the select board, I want to go through each meeting with each item and say, are you guys doing this? A lot of them I knew they were doing, and they said yes. And a lot of them was planning and select board. I had to do it. So we'd figure out who's going to do it. And yeah, so we went through the whole thing. It was a special meeting in the morning. Yeah. But that was last year. So, it's cooled off a little bit since then. But yeah. Right. Motion to adjourn the meeting.
1 minute, we got to bring.
Oh yeah. Randy, Ethan, did you guys look at the minutes from the last meeting? I have a copy.
Yes.
Yes.
Second.
Yep.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor of accepting the meetings from the last? Last minutes from the last meeting.
Aye.
Okay. And
Aye.
I have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Is
Move.
Mary Bushy get her answer from you guys? Mary?
Is she, yeah.
Is she on there still?
Yeah, no, I have, I, that's what I'm going to do is put myself and Mary on the next select board
Meet
agenda.
agenda. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So
And
I
I was
didn't
going to
hear
do
that
this one, but I
meet
was too
agenda.
busy. Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. No, Mary and I have been emailing. So, yeah, we'll be on and we're going to present what it comes down to. I did look up, it's how do you collect the money if somebody doesn't do it and you, the town can put a lien on a property. So, that would be our best way to go through it. But then it has to be the select board that does that. And there will be litigation in some cases. So that's what we want to discuss
Yeah.
with you guys. Yeah. It's a touchy issue.
Crack down on variances again. That's where we
Yeah.
were at
Yeah.
last
Because, I
time.
mean, people are ignoring them completely. They're
Yeah.
ignoring getting building permits. I mean, zoning permits. So, yeah, that's happening.
Yeah. Okay.
So. All right.
Well, thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved. And thank you.
Again. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Aye.
Meeting's ended.
That's good.
Oh, wait.
Anything.
I just got kicked off because it's raining really bad here.
Oh, yeah. No, we just discussed that I, you know, I'm going to put us, me and you and Andy, if he wants to come, on the next select board agenda.
Okay.
To discuss this with the select board.
All right.
I'll write you an email, and but that was our plan. Yeah.
It's pouring like crazy here, and
is
I
it?
Love
it. Oh, did you? We're not ready to do that. Oh, I gotta get out to the car. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye. Thank you.
All right, Bob. I got a dozen people at home.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, you do too, don't you?
Yeah.
You can tell them, didn't they, Andrew?
Yeah, I know.